بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, before we commence with the durood and salam and dhikr tonight, inshallah, I will dedicate some part of the majlis in speaking about the biography of a very great personality, somebody who is most beloved to us, who was the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as students of hadith, when we learn, when we recite the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is barely a day in our life when his name is not mentioned. And tonight, inshallah, I will dedicate some part of this majlis in mentioning a few important points of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, the illustrious Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was vilified, denigrated a few days ago. We are not going to go into that issue. But when a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is vilified, he is shown disrespect, mockery is made of him, and as a believer, it becomes incumbent to defend the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My nights have become restless, and this is because of my love for the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, which all of you have. May Allah increase our love for the Sahaba. They were the shining stars. And as I said, we're not going to go into that issue, because then we're going to speak on a different way of whatever transpired. But I realized that so many people themselves were so ignorant regarding this illustrious Sahabi, that when this Sahabi was mocked by some foolish comedian, some ignorant jahil, then many of the people also began enjoying and laughing with him. And this is detrimental to the iman of a believer. We are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And indeed, we have tolerance in us. We have patience, we have love, we have unity. But if somebody has to do that to our father and mother, disrespect your father, talk utter rubbish and nonsense in front of your own mother and daughter about them, somebody talks something evil about them, will you sit back and relax? My respected brothers and elders, the enemies of Islam are making great efforts. Great efforts. The Shia especially. And they vilify the Sahaba. Just a handful of Sahaba, maybe four or five, they regard as Sahaba and companions. They show no respect to Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. They just have a selected one or two. That itself requires much explanation. We are so ignorant ourselves, we don't know these things. And then we want to argue, and we bring in baseless points and arguments. It is time that now we understand our deen correctly, correct our iman, our aqidah, our i'tiqad, our beliefs, go to the genuine scholars of deen, who are not after any dunya, fame or name. They're not after your money, your pockets. May Allah grant me ikhlas. I'm the weakest of all. I'm not making any claim. Wallah, I'm the weakest. But it is time that we took our deen serious. We understand what the Quran is, what the Sunnah is. Who these great people were. They gave their lives for Islam. If they didn't make those sacrifices, you and I would not have been sitting here today. To make stupid statements like, how was it possible for, and I would not even use the word that was used before Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. How was it possible for him to learn 40,000 ahadith? And then you calculate the number of days and minutes to show it's virtually impossible. If you are weak, and if you have no love for Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you will remain as an ignorant person. And everything else will be baffling to you and unimaginable. But to the believer, one who has love for Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show, and Allah has shown to us, the meaning of barakah, the meaning of barakah of du'as, not any ordinary person's du'as. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala got the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These sahaba, as we mentioned, they were the noble sahaba of companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This illustrious group of individuals who after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, remember, after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the sahaba were the most prominent and exemplary of all people. The iman, the conviction, you and I cannot understand the iman, the level of the iman. And we have mentioned so many, on so many occasions, so many talks, the level of the iman of sahaba. Have you and I, whilst reciting Quran, saw angels coming down? Have you and I ever felt as though we're seeing the arsh of Allah in front of us? Did you and I ever receive salam from Jibreel alayhi salatu salam? We haven't even seen our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These people saw Rasulullah sallam. They sat in his company. They could not even bear those moments when they were absent from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've mentioned the story of Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, when Rasulullah sallam is sending him off to Yemen, bidding him farewell, and Rasulullah sallam instructs that he must be mounted on the camel, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking. That is the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala wanted to dismount. Rasulullah instructed, no, you remain there. And then Rasulullah sallam tells him, O Mu'adh, لَعَلَّكَ أَن تَمُرَّ بِمَسْجِدِي وَقَبْرِي عَسَىٰ أَن لَا تَلْقَانِي بَعْدَ عَامِ هَذَا وَلَعَلَّكَ أَن تَمُرَّ بِمَسْجِدِي وَقَبْرِي. Perhaps this is our last meeting. You will come by some time and you will find my masjid and my qabr. I'll be gone. فَبَكَى مُعَاذٌ جَشَعًا. Mu'adh radiallahu anhu began to sob like a little baby. Rasulullah could not see his beloved sahabi crying, so he turned away his face. This was the love they had. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, we always mention that the rock is placed on his chest and he says, Ahadda one Allah, Ahadda one Allah. This was the iman. They were persecuted, tormented, ridiculed, scoffed at, but they bore all these sufferings, all these hardships for the sake of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this assertion that these sahaba were the guiding stars and they were the best of mankind, it is not just any information or just infatuation that we have. History has proved that there has never been a nation, never a group of people who have been produced that are equal to sahaba. There are so many verses in the Holy Quran regarding the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. The hadith, there are chapters just on the sahaba, fada'ilu sahaba. Books have been written, just to mention a few. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, and we hear this in the Jummah khutbah, khayrun nasi qarni, thumma alladhina yalunahum, thumma alladhina yalunahum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, the best of people are those in my time, in my era, in my qaran, my zamana, that is the sahaba. Then those who will come after them, that is the tabi'een. Then those who will come after the tabi'in, the tab'u tabi'in. You and I, how many generations after that we have come? And we regard ourselves to be very intelligent. And we have got a very strong iman. And we are true Muslims. And everybody else in the world is so bad. Rasulullah has even mentioned, a time will come when the latter part of this ummah will sway the former part. And this is so evident in front of us. He has mentioned, لا تسبوا أصحابي. Don't speak ill of my sahaba. فَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقَ مِثْلَ أُحُدٍ ذَهَبًا مَا بَلَغَ مُدَّ أَحَدِهِمْ وَلَا نَصِيفَةٍ. That if any one of you has to spend that amount in the path of Allah, in charity, equivalent to the Mount Uhud in gold, If you and I have to spend gold and give in the path of Allah, so much of gold equivalent to the Mount Uhud, you will not even equal a few grams which the Sahaba spent, or even half a gram. One little dirham or dinar a Sahabi spent in the path of Allah is far greater than what you and I can spend. Rasulullah has mentioned here, this also in the Jummah khutbah, in the second khutbah, Allah, Allah fi ashabi. A great warning. Allah, Allah. Those who understand Arabic will understand that there is a verb before it, which is not mentioned. This is Allah coming as maf'ool. In other words, fear Allah. Ittaqullah, ittaqullah. Fear Allah, fear Allah. With regard my sahaba. Whoever will love them will be because he loves me. Whoever hates my sahaba is because he hates me. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ فَبِحُبِّ أَحَبَّهُمْ وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمْ فَبِبُغْضِ أَبْغَضَهُمْ Rasulullah has mentioned the fire of Jahannam will not touch the Muslim who saw me, that is the Sahaba, or the person who saw the one who saw the Sahaba. And then he mentioned, when you see any person cursing my Sahaba, then say, may the curse of Allah be upon the one who is the worst. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, this was not his real name, I'm not going to go into his lineage and his name was Abdul Shams before accepting Islam. When he accepted Islam, Rasulullah changed his name to, according to most historians and scholars, Abdul Rahman. Abdul Rahman bin Sakhar. Abdul Shams means servant of the sun. Then when he accepted Islam, Rasulullah changed his name to Abdul Rahman, the slave of Allah, the slave of Rahman. During the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned the summary of the entire life of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala from the time he came into the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he spent 3/4 of the day in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He accepted Islam 7th year after Rasulullah made hijrah from Makkah to Medina. In other words, towards the latter part of Rasulullah's life. Historians, ulama, mashayikh explain, he spent between 3 to 4 years. Just 3 to 4 years. But in that time, because he is to cling onto Rasulullah, he mentions himself, kuntu alzamu. I used to hold onto Rasulullah. I used to adhere to him. Wherever my master went, I went with him. Wherever he took me, I accompanied him. He could not bear being away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's 3/4 of the day he spends in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The manner in which he accomplished this is also astonishing. Whether at home, on a journey, in company, during night, day, during times of peace, during war, whether it was sickness or health, happiness, sadness, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was anxious to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now look at when he was in the company of Rasulullah. What was his desire? He expresses this himself. He says, gazing at the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This would bring comfort to me. Witnessing the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would bring comfort to my soul and coolness to my eyes. Remaining in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whenever it was possible. And most importantly, gaining knowledge and benefiting from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he made great sacrifices. He sacrificed all his comfort, his company, his friends. In fact, at that time, he did not even get married according to the ulama and scholars. He got married after that. And therefore, because he had nothing of this dunya, no material possessions, he was amongst the Ashabu Sufa. When we go to Medina, then all of us want to go and see where Ashabu Sufa and read namaz there. The little raised platform where some sahaba were given that place to stay, which sahaba who were absolutely poor, they had nothing to eat, they had nothing to wear. Whatever Rasul gave them, that is what they consumed and that is what they used to wear to cover themselves. And they would spend their day learning from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So 3 to 4 years he remained as a student in the madrasa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Himself he says, I never ate fresh bread. I never wore new clothes. I had no servant or slave. I did not even possess a shawl to keep myself warm. In remaining in the service of Rasulullah was the highlight of his life, which led him to being blessed with the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself mentions, and this is mentioned in Hakim Mustadrak, he says that Abu Huraira is a wi'a'ul ilm, a vessel of knowledge. Rasulullah is saying that he is a container of knowledge. He is a vessel of knowledge. His character, his personality, he always remained fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To such an extent that the mere mention of Qiyamah, just punishment of the Akhirat, when he would hear it, he would actually fall unconscious. Unconscious. And this feeling remained with him, this condition remained with him until his final moments on this earth as well. And he loved Rasulullah to such an extent that he could not bear even a short while being separated from him, as we mentioned so many times now already. He would remain so engrossed in ibadat when he's learning from Rasulullah, and then at night engage in ibadah. Abu Uthman Nahdi Rahmatullahi Ali, later on, after Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu got married, he had a family, he had one daughter. Then this person spent some time with Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, this person Abu Uthman al-Nahdi. He said, I spent 7 nights in the company of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, and I witnessed that Sayyidina Abu Huraira and his family, his wife, his slave, they took turns to be awake at night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I probably, Laylatul Qadr night, last 10 nights or odd nights of Ramadan, perhaps we may be doing this. This was the daily practice. That somebody at home was awake at night making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in the books of Seerah and Tariq that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala would recite tasbih 12,000 times daily. 12,000 times daily. So if some fool wants to calculate and see it's not possible, well then he is from the ignorant ones. He's a jahil, he's an ahmaq, and we are not going to be bothered about such people. Our heart has to be clean. Our heart has to be pure. Our mind has to be pure. And that can only happen if we have the suhbat of the saliheen. We sit in the company of the ulama. We learn deen. Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to send, mention Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahab, Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say that we must remove the cataract from our eyes. Our sinuses must become unclogged. If our hearts are filthy and heavy, then the nur of hidayah does not penetrate. Then all these things become far-fetched. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he would always be desirous of getting ilm from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he has narrated 5,374 ahadith. 5,374 ahadith, the most ahadith narrated by any sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was because he was so dedicated. And as I mentioned, all the time in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to such an extent, he sacrificed making any business deals. He didn't get engrossed in any business, any trade, nor did he get married at that time. And so that he freed himself to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hafiz Zahabi rahmatullahi alayhi, a very great alim, scholar, muhaddith, he mentions again, as I mentioned, that Abu Huraira, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu was a vessel of knowledge. And he was a mufti, having a lofty status amongst the a'imah of this ummah. On one occasion, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and again, if you understand these sahaba whose name I'm taking, then you appreciate the statements. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, another great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, great scholar. He mentions, and he said, Abu Huraira, addressing him, Oh Abu Huraira, You remained the most in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is why you are the greatest alim of hadith. Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, who was the scribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a scribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once he was asked about Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, and he replied, "Never leave the hand of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Never leave the hand of Sayyidina Abu Huraira." In other words, be in his company. Hafiz Ibn Abdul Barr rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentioned that, again, as exactly what Hafiz Zahabi mentioned, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was the greatest Hafiz of Hadith amongst the Sahaba. Hafiz Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi says, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, his unique example of possessing exceptional memory, taqwa, trustworthiness, honesty, abstinence, desire for ibadat, and virtuous deeds, these were his salient qualities and features. There's a story regarding his poverty. He says, "My condition was such as a person, a sahabi on the Sufa, he was amongst the Ashab al-Sufa. He says, "My condition was such that as soon as I obtained something to eat, I would present myself before Rasulullah." In other words, he would eat, gain some strength, and immediately go in the khidmat of Rasulullah. I never ate any fresh bread, never wore any new clothes. At times, when I was overcome with hunger, I would ask somebody going past by some question regarding some verse of the Quran. In other words, so that his attention perhaps may fall on me, and he may see my condition, that I'm hungry, I've got no food, he might feel pity, he might take me home, or give me something to eat. He says, "One day in extreme hunger and thirst, I came to the masjid, I met a few people, they asked me, 'What has brought you here this time?' I replied to them, 'It was extreme hunger.' We then decided, we presented ourselves before Rasulullah ﷺ, and we all rose, we went to the house of Rasulullah ﷺ, when Rasul saw us, he asked us, 'What has brought us here this time?' We replied, 'It was hunger.' Rasulullah ﷺ asked us for some dates to be brought, and he gave each one of us 2 dates. After which he said, 'This will suffice you for today.' This is barakah. We'll eat 2 loaves of bread and we're still hungry. 2 dates given to them by Rasulullah ﷺ. And Rasulullah ﷺ says, "For the whole day, this will be sufficient for you." He says, "I took the 2 dates. I consumed one, and I put the other one in my pocket." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed this. He said, "Abu Huraira, why have you kept this 1 date? He said, "I replied that I had kept it for my mother." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "No, you eat it. I will give you another 2 dates for your mother." Who was the mother of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala? Prior to Islam, when Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala embraced Islam, she was extremely disappointed and angry with him. And she would keep on mentioning very nasty remarks to him against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Initially he could bear it, but there came a time when he could not bear it any longer. He goes running to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "Ya Rasulullah, I cannot bear it any longer. Today my mother said this and this, and I cannot take it any longer." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi raised his hands. "Allahumma hadi umma Abi Huraira. Oh Allah, give guidance, give hidayat to the mother of Abu Huraira." Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu comes home. Normally he would just enter. He knocked, about to enter. His mother says, "Wait." He could hear her taking ghusl. And as she finished, she wore her clothes. He entered. And she immediately says, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah." Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he actually began crying out of happiness and joy. This was the barakat of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the mother of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. The ulama have mentioned, I was just reading another kitab in Arabic, regarding how obedient he was to his mother. He spent his life making the khidmat of his mother. He was never disobedient to her. There are many other famous incidents regarding the hunger of Sayyidina Abu Huraira, the very famous one, most of us have heard before. wherein once he was extremely hungry. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala would actually fall unconscious because of the extreme spasms of hunger. He would faint. People would think that he's gone insane and that is why he's on the ground. But he says it was only hunger. And there's an incident where Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala passed by and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and he asked him some question. They gave him the reply and they proceeded until Rasul sees him and he smiles. And Rasulullah calls him, a bowl of milk was sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as hadiyah, as a gift. So he tells Abu Huraira, Sayyidina Abu Huraira gets happy. Perhaps I'm going to get some milk to drink. He says, call the people of Sufa. He thinks to himself, people of Sufa by the time, they're all going to drink, I have nothing left. Nonetheless, it was the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He calls them, they enter, Rasulullah gives them, tells him, let them drink. Each one drinks to his full. Imagine, one bowl of milk. Each one drinks to his full. Only two people remain. Rasulullah and Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He looks up to Rasulullah, passes over the bowl to him. Rasulullah says, no, Abu Huraira, you drink. He drinks to his full. Nabi Kareem tells him again, Abu Huraira, drink more. He drinks again till he's full. Once you pass over the bowl to Rasulullah SAW, Nabi SAW says, no, again drink to your full. For a third time until he says, Ya Rasulullah, La ajidu lahu masafan, I can't find any more space in my stomach. Then Rasulullah SAW takes the remainder of the milk and then he drinks. To some jahil or some comedian who wastes his whole life in trying to make people laugh, mocking the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for such people, these would be unimaginable, not possible. But as a believer, this was the mu'jiza of Rasulullah. This is our iman. There's a very another interesting story about a bag of dates. There was an occasion where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. And he gives him some dates, and he places in a small little bag, like a purse, a leather bag, a leather purse, which Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu used to tie around his waist. And Rasulullah then tells him that take these dates, place them in this bag. Whenever you require any dates, place only your hand in the bag and eat it, but never empty the bag. Don't empty the contents of the bag. In other words, don't remove all the dates and then pick up the dates. Just put your hand inside and just take from there. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu did exactly what Rasul mentioned. And he says he would continuously put his hand inside and he would take and he would eat. He always kept this bag with him. He continued eating from it for another 24 years. After the demise of Rasulullah. For this long period, the day Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu was martyred, suddenly this bag disappeared. And Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was looking for it, searching for it, he could not find it. And that is why he says, لِلنَّاسِ غَمٌ وَاحِدٌ وَلِي غَمَّان. People have got one gham, one grief today. I got two instances of grief and sadness today. People are mourning the death of Sayyidina Uthman. I also am lamenting the demise of Sayyidina Uthman, who became shaheed. But also I lost this jirab, this little bag of mine, this miswad, where this bag was given to me of the dates by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, in one very famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that specifically he taught him, and he says, that who will learn these five things from me, five principles, five advices, and practice upon them, and teach it to others? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala immediately lifted his hand. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu, I will do so. What are those five things? Very quickly, inshallah, on some other occasion, we'll give the detail. I have spoken about this a few years ago. He says, number one, stay away from those things that Allah Ta'ala has made haram. All those things Allah has made haram upon you, don't go near them. If you do this, تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ اتَّقِي الْمَحَارِمِ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. You stay away from all those things Allah made haram, you will become the greatest abid, the greatest worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, be content with whatever Allah has written for you. If you do this, you will become أَغْنَ النَّاسِ, the most independent of people. Number three, be kind to your neighbors. If you do this, then you are a true believer. Number four, love and desire for others what you love for yourself. If you do this, then you're a perfect believer, a sincere Muslim. And number five, do not laugh excessively. Laughing excessively kills the heart. So we have a deeni on one topic, and a comedian is called to make jokes, to crack jokes, so the people can roar in laughter. This is the ebb we have reached, my respected brothers and elders. These are all signs of Qiyamah. When Qiyamah will take place, Allah knows best. But if we are not going to wake up now, believe me, then we are now then inviting the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect all of us. May Allah give us tawfiq of making tawbah, istighfar. We are not looking down upon any person. But the important point is, let us understand who these great people were. And we should emulate these sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in. Teach our children. When last have we sat and discussed with the sahaba in the month of Ramadan, I have repeatedly mentioned, do ta'aleem at home. Discuss with your children names of sahaba, personalities of sahaba. Then they will desire to become like sahaba. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala passed by the marketplace one day. Everybody was busy engaged in the activities. So suddenly he calls out to them, "Oh people of Medina, you are so busy here when the inheritance of Rasulullah is being distributed in the masjid." So people left their activities, they hasten to the masjid. When they come to the masjid, what do they find? That people are busy engaged in some talim of Quran, dhikr, tilawat. So they go to Abu Huraira. So they look disturbed or perturbed. He says, "What's the matter?" He says, they say, "We did not see anything being distributed in the masjid." Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu asked them, "Was there no one in the masjid?" They replied, "There are many people in the masjid. Some performing salah, reciting Quran, making zikrullah. Some were teaching the laws of Sharia." Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, "I am saddened at your understanding. This is the inheritance of Rasulullah. What more do you desire?" One occasion, Marwan bin Hakam, rahmatullahi alayhi, became angry at Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. And in anger he said to him, "People say that Abu Huraira narrates so many ahadith, just like what we hear nowadays. And he did not live for so long in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You only came to Medina a few years before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu then replies himself. And this has been mentioned in various other narrations, where he explains to the sahaba why he was able to mention and to memorize so many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, "This is true. I came in the company of Rasulullah, I mentioned to you, after the battle of Khaybar, 7th year of Hijrat. At that time my age was 30. From that moment onwards, I became the shadow of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I remained with him at all times until he left this world. I used to go to the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and remain in his khidmat. I performed salah behind him. I rode along with Rasulullah when he went for Hajj. I participated along Rasulullah in the battles. I take an oath by Allah. I am more acquainted with hadith than others." And then he explains one day, when he goes to Rasulullah, "Ya Rasulullah, I've got a weak memory. This is in the beginning. And you mentioned so many ahadith, I cannot memorize them." Rasulullah tells him, "Spread your shawl in the ground." So he spreads his shawl. Rasulullah makes a dua and then tells him to pick up the shawl and Rasulullah places it on his chest. From that moment onwards, whatever hadith Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu memorized, he never forgot. Never forgot. This was the secret. This was a dua of Rasulullah, especially for Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We will end off now, inshallah. There are so many more things to discuss and so many other stories and incidents to share. Inshallah, you can read it up in the authentic books of Sahaba. Be careful of not going and reading books authored by Shias, because they have some poison in between. They would try and taint the image and tarnish the image of Sayyidina Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala. They'll make a mockery and they'll see how is it possible for him to learn so many ahadith. Why? Because many of those ahadith, if one understands and reads them, it'll be exactly contradicting to their beliefs. So what do? They try to cut him out and to tarnish his image. So a poet mentions, مَا ضَرَّ شَمْسَ الدُّحَى وَالشَّمْسُ طَالِعَةٌ أَلَّا يَرَى ضَوْءَهَا مَنْ لَيْسَ ذَا بَصَرٍ. How beautifully he says. He says, the meaning of this is, that person who does not have the correct sight, is blind, is unable to see. So even though when the sun is rising, and the sun is full bright, like 10 o'clock in the morning, or earlier on, and the sun is bright, it is shining. If this person who is blind, in other words, he does not have the spiritual heart, or he does not have the physical sight, and is unable to see, the sun is so bright, or as the sun is rising, is unable to see the brightness of the sun, this will never affect the sun. So no matter what the person may vilify and talk about Sayyidina Abu Huraira, whoever it may be, may Allah protect us. Batil picks up its filthy head again and again. And as I mentioned, our love for Sahaba should be such that we should not be able to tolerate any person talking anything against our beloved Sahaba, radiallahu anhu majma'in. So when Batil picks up his head, it becomes incumbent upon the ulama, the scholars, to rise and to defend the integrity of these illustrious people, these illustrious Sahaba. May Allah protect us. May Allah increase the love of Sahaba, radiallahu anhu majma'in, in our hearts. May Allah help us to emulate them. They were the students of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the class of Rasulullah sallam, there was no failure. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them the deen. They passed on the deen to the tabi'in. And that is how it came to us. Without the Sahaba, Allah had chosen them. Allah, in one hadith was mentioned, they are like salt in the food. Without the salt, does the food have any taste in it? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to also increase our love for beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, the greatest, most love we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the illustrious Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين يا اللهم لقناكم عفرما يا اللهم لقناكم عفرما يا اللهم كمزور عمر إيمان كمزور يا الله ہمارے دین کمزور ہے یا اللہ وی ویک یا اللہ یا اللہ فگیو اس مے اللہ یا اللہ گیو اس بینیفیشل نالج علم نافع یا اللہ یا اللہ گیو اس نالج قران حدیث سنہ ان سیرہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یا اللہ میک اس ہیو عظمت اف دی قران اینڈ دی سنہ لو فور رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ اس بلاوس صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہم اجمعین یا اللہ پروٹیکٹ او ایمان مے اللہ سیف گارڈ او ایمان مے اللہ And the iman of our families, you know, nasal and progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, fitnas are lashing upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us on sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Don't make us slip, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us be amongst dhalin, mudhillin. Don't make us go astray. Don't make us lead others astray, my Allah. Make us be on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Make us be on sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Make us hadeen, mahdiyin, ya Allah. Make us be on the right path, ya Allah.
Make us become leaders to hidayat and guidance, and make us lead others onto the right path, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummat, ya Allah. Help the ummat, ya Allah. Guide the ummat, my Allah. Bless the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Ya marifat, ya qurb, yaqeen, man. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasad. Ya Allah, protect the ulama, my Allah. Make us be from ulama, rabbaniyun, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be from the ulama, rabbaniyun, my Allah. Protect our madaris, my Allah. Protect our makadib, my Allah. Protect the jamaat, my Allah. Ya Allah, the effort of dawat and tabligh, ya Allah, the ijtimaat, ya Allah, the gash, the talib. Ya Allah, sabku ek aur nek bana. Ya Allah, protect us from becoming disunited, man. Ya Allah, we cannot tolerate any person speaking vile of any of the sahaba, man. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman, full of our hearts with your ishq, your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts be brimming with your love, my Allah. And the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for beloved sahaba radiyallahu anhu majma'in, for the salaf salihin, my Allah. Make us become righteous and pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all types of fitna and fasad, my Allah. Protect the woman folk, ya Allah. Protect our youngsters, my Allah. Help us to serve your deen correctly with ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Don't make us become engulfed and engrossed in dunya, my Allah. Don't make greed and avarice come into our hearts, my Allah. Don't make us have tama and lalach in our hearts, my Allah. Remove all the filth we have in our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering because of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. My Allah, we are seeing, ya Allah, different signs of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, the minor signs of Qiyamah. Each day, my Allah, so many signs appearing before us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us aman and aman in our country, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of any of your ni'mat, my Allah. Don't snatch away any ni'mat that we have, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our properties, our homes, our businesses, our families, our children, my Allah. Grant all of us good health, my Allah. Give us barakat in our wealth, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct way, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. All those who requested duas, answer the duas. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have here tonight, our mothers and sisters at home and brothers at home listening over the receiver, Ya Allah, grant each person his need, my Allah. Fulfill our hajat and needs. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, maut in Madina Sharif. Baril in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, close to the Sahaba, close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah. We are not worthy, my Allah. We know that, my Allah. But we have no other, ya Allah, no other hope, my Allah. At least we pass away with iman, buried in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. That we have hopes of being granted the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, grant us his sifarish on the day of Qiyamah. Grant us the Hawdi Kawthar water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make us be qa'ibin al-haq. Ya Allah, make us be qa'ibin al-haq. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sul'a, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin, my Allah. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. يا الله grant us إخلاص المقبولية يا الله. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. يا الله make us become keys towards good يا الله. Make us become locks to evil يا الله. Allah don't make us become keys towards evil and locks to good يا الله. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا ورزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا ورزقنا اجتنابه ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.